Welcome to the second audio file of Becoming the Ultimate You, How to Succeed in Challenging Times No Matter What. In the first audio file, we were very much dealing with how to get your foot on the gas to move forward in your life by tapping into this great, unlimited, infinite resource, this incredible power within you. We gave you some beautiful meditations and audio files. Hopefully you've been listening to those and had a taste of that experience, a feel of that experience yourself. In this audio file, we're definitely going to be dealing with how to get your foot off the brake. And this is all about removing self-doubt and sabotage.
So no matter how much juice, how much power you have going through you, if that other foot is on the brake, just tune into this. This is it's a kind of cheesy analogy in a way, but it's very useful and very relevant. So you got one foot on the gas that's like giving you the power, tuning into the power, like up for it, inspiration, and you got this other foot on the brake. And that's really how a lot of us are living our lives if we don't know what's going on. And so you can imagine it's stressing the engine and it's stressing the brake pads and it's stressing the engine, and sooner or later something's going to snap, something's going to break, something's going to fall apart. And that's why a lot of people have all this stress in their life and all this pent-up tension and anger and frustration, because they have got their foot on the brake. And what we're talking about when we say the brake, it's the brake is the self-doubt, it's the limiting beliefs, it's the sense that I can't do this, it's the judgment we have around other people, the judgment we have about ourselves. It's all those things that are just basically holding us back. It's the ego's game that keeps us stuck in the past, that doesn't want to move forward, that doesn't want to get things happening, that wants to be comfortable and doesn't want to go outside the comfort zone. That's basically what we're talking about with this break.
So in the first audio file, we mentioned archetypes and talked about the ego a little bit. The ego itself is an archetypal pattern. That's all it is. We all have it. It goes with the deal, being human in this world. The funny thing about the ego is that its natural components are a wounded child, a victim, a prostitute, and a saboteur. So it has a built-in sabotaging element. So just thrown in with the deal of being human in this world is a self-sabotaging mechanism within your own psyche, buried within your own subconscious and unconscious mind. There is a prostituting element in there as well, which gives its power away all of the time instead of turning within and accessing its own internal resources and acknowledging its own magnificence. There's a victim in there that feels helpless and needs someone else to do it for it, and someone else to solve its problems, whether that's the government or some kind of, you know, patriarchal figure that is going to come, you know, riding on a white horse or something and rescue us. And then of course there's a wounded child that is very much wounded, and of course many of us can, you know, identify with this wounded child, or indeed a combination of all of these factors. And so this is the ego construct. And in superhero training, we're very, very, very focused on dissolving this ego construct to reveal the underlying true inner nature that is within. And so this is an integral part of dissolving the self-doubt and sabotaging aspects within oneself.
That's right. And a nice analogy I like to give people when I'm talking one-on-one and when we're dealing with people in superhero training and really sharing this deeply, is that if you imagine you're going on this wonderful journey, life is this fantastic journey, and you're going up the mountain and you're going through beautiful experiences and you want to move forward. The ego, and like Nick was saying, all those different elements of the ego, if you imagine it like a naughty teenager, like a stubborn teenager, right? I mean, it has all these different archetypal elements, but just imagine it's this part of you that's hanging around, and you have to go with this other part of you up the mountain, and it doesn't want to go anywhere. It just wants to stay where it is, and it says, I'm not going anywhere, I'm not doing it, I'm not interested, you know, we're staying where we are. And this is basically what most people are dealing with. They're dealing with that ego part of themselves putting up resistance, putting up a fight. And so they just stay stuck. They say, all right, we'll just stay here then, you know. That's why so few people ever actually change their lives in real life, because they've just put up with this thing and allowed it to get away with its clever games. So we need to learn how to deal with this part of ourselves, you know, not try and kill it and demonize it, because that doesn't actually work very well, but come to terms with it, learn to manage it, and learn to be able to get on our mission and move beyond where we are in a way that actually works. So that's what this audio is about: coming to terms with ourselves, learning about what's going on, and getting the result, moving forward and getting where you want to go in your own life.
So we've experienced ourselves the magnificence of being liberated from these toxic patterns within ourselves. One of the strategies that we use is something called Ho'oponopono, and it was popularized by a Hawaiian doctor name of Hugh Len Ikealaha. Dr. Hugh Len was a doctor who was responsible for a ward in a hospital for the criminally insane in Honolulu on the island of Oahu in the Hawaiian Islands. Not so long ago, within the last 10 years, 10 or 15 years, he arrived at his position, his new position, and there were something like 60 or 70 people, patients in this ward, in a dreadful state, all on the worst medication, psychiatric medication, on hospital food, extremely depressed, violent people that were all in there because they were criminally insane. These were murderers, rapists, people that had had brutal, brutal, brutal experiences in their life. So on the very first day there, Hugh Len announced that he was going to heal everyone on the ward, and he didn't want to meet any of them. And what he did, in fact, was he sat in his office, which was adjacent to the ward, and he looked through all of these case studies, these files on his patients, and he just started practicing Ho'oponopono towards them, which is basically self-examination. And there's a little mantra that goes with this as he was examining himself, examining what inside of him was sustaining this kind of toxic pattern manifesting in his world. And he repeated this little mantra of, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So while you're listening to this, I just want you to close your eyes and just say these words over and over and over to yourself for a moment. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just imagine you're saying it to this invisible presence that you were tapping into in those meditations and the audio files that we shared with you in the first recording. Just for a moment, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And what you'll find if you do that with integrity is that your state shifts virtually instantaneously. In that state shift, what's happening is you are dissolving the ego construct within you. You're dissolving an orientation of your mind and an orientation of your attitude, an orientation of your awareness, and an orientation of your feelings. Okay, just those two things, the way your mind is oriented and the way your feelings are oriented. And as you dissolve that ego construct, which is basically judgmental, self-centered, and fearful, you allow these currents of goodness to flow through you. And that's what changes your state and starts to make you feel good. And I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's just a very, very, very simple formula to help you check to see where you're at. What attitude are you running? What awareness state are you in? And how are you feeling as a consequence of that? As you say the words, you check in, you feel the shift, you familiarize yourself with what it feels like to be truly alive, to be truly human, as these currents of being start flowing through you. And now you're radiating your magnetism, your ability to attract, your ability to magnetize your reality, the power of your spoken word, the power of your intentions. Goodness me, you've just magnified those exponentially just by doing this very, very, very simple exercise. So this is just one of the things that we employ in this part of the training. Very, very exciting stuff, helping you release the brakes.
Absolutely. It's extremely deep, you know, and it really works miracles, because what's really happening here on a deeper level is that the positionality of, you know, this person's like this and I think this and I don't like this and blah, blah, blah. And the ego is a very, like, positionalized thing. It's got its polarized ideas about everything. You're dissolving all these judgments and polarization so that they're not there anymore. So you actually can see things for what they are. And that takes your foot off the gas. There's not the power trying to stop you doing things. There's not that power saying, no, you can't, because I believe this, because I think this, because this is how it is. It shouldn't be like that. I can't go there, blah, 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 blah. All that starts to dissolve. So your foot comes off the brake, and then the car can actually move forward. Your life can move forward. Things move forward. And that's how you actually get the shift. That's how you actually get the change. So it's really essential that we make this change. And you can apply that practice in your life very easily whenever you want. You know, it's such a powerful but simple thing. And in superhero training, one of the things that we're absolutely passionate about is, what is the most powerful stuff that really, really works? We've studied so many different things over the years now, and we're focused on just the goal, just the jewels, just those few things that are quick, simple, get the result, and allow that shift to occur. So that's one of those practices. And in the superhero training, we actually have a bunch of other ones to do with releasing and letting go and freeing yourself, but that's really a powerful place to start right away.
So in order to really make this an experience, we're going to gift you a beautiful psychological conditioning audio file. And this is something that we developed quite a while ago. It was the foundation of our original training. And it was so effective that it changed the lives of lots and lots and lots of people that did it. And what we do is we take the ho'oponopono frequency, the ho'oponopono attitude, into the deepest states of relaxation through a guided inner journey, guided by my voice. And you literally, in your imagination, meet your ego construct in a very special and critical part of yourself. And as you minister ho'oponopono, those forgiveness frequencies, towards your wounded child, your victim, your prostitute, and your saboteur, you're dissolving these archetypal patterns, this ego construct, at its root within your psyche. And then the currents are flowing. Your spiritual power, your soul essence, is now flowing into your psyche, and you can use that power to visualize, using your imagination, the most powerful tool that you have in the world, the human imagination. You can use your imagination to visualize and see yourself living the life that you want to live. And this is a very, 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 very potent and wonderful process. So we're gifting you the Sumpop program with this audio file. So all you have to do is start practicing it. And I would recommend that you use it, if you're really hardcore, twice a day, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, just like with the meditations that we gave you in the audio of the first part of this training. And do that Sunpop, read the PDF file that goes with it so you understand the manual, how to use the software, and enjoy that. Do that on a daily basis, and you will begin to experience the complete and utter dissolution of your ego construct, and you're going to know it. And you're going to experience all those benefits that we were talking about before.
That's right. So this is just a very immediate and powerful way for you to take your foot off that brake and really deal with this thing, because the ego rules people's lives and just has them hostage. It's almost like the ego's got people on the ground with its hand on their throat saying, you can't move, your life has got to stay where it is, you're not going anywhere. And so you're actually standing up, getting on your own two feet and getting on with it. And so check that out. It's extremely powerful. We've had endless testimonials and blessings from that particular program, Sunpop. So just download the meditation, download the instructions, the manual that goes with it. It was normally a $197 program. We're giving you tons of great stuff here for free. And really take this to heart, take this on, and you'll see it in your own life. Some people won't apply this. Some people will say, oh, I haven't got time. And then they'll be stuck and the foot will be on the brake and nothing's going to change. Here's your chance to just take that foot off the brake. So what's going to happen, Nick, if they actually apply this in their real life?
Well, they're going to experience a deepening sense of peace, a deepening sense of freedom, more energy, more vitality, happiness, and the relationships around them are going to improve. And those patterns, those sabotaging, self-destructive, fear-based patterns are going to diminish. And it's the equation, it's relative to the practice. And when we were selling the program originally in the training, we had a minimum of 21 days of repetition to do this program. And so that, if you want ultimate success with the Sunpot program, you have to do it for a minimum of 21 days. But you're going to be able to taste and experience deeper and deeper and deeper benefits from doing the program, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days, whatever you do. But the more you do it, the more you're going to ingrain in yourself these new attitudes and this new awareness and reinforce this new pattern within you. And from all the research that's been done into the neurological web and network in the body, it takes 21 days of constant repetition of a new frequency and a new pattern to establish that as the dominant frequency and pattern within the brain, within the psyche. So for ultimate success, this is something that you want to be repeating for a minimum of 21 days. But what we're talking about here in superhero training, everything that we do, everything that we share becomes fully integrated into our way of being. So your attitude and your awareness, your way of being, where you live from, the ground of your being within yourself, the center from which you exist, the attitude that you exist with, and the mindset that you have, that becomes your way of being. It's not something you have to practice every day. It's something that actually exists within you. And all of these strategies are to unearth that and allow you to ground in, actually really land into that original eternal nature, the you that you actually are.
That's right. And it's going to ask you an extremely important question for a moment. There are three kinds of people, basically. There are the kind of people who just refuse to learn anything new and they're stuck in their ways and they won't even look at anything new. You know, they're completely closed-minded. Then there are people, second kind, who collect information and they read books and they hear about all these things and they're very, you know, well-studied and they like to say big words and say how many books they've read. And then there's the third kind of people who actually take it on. They learn something and they apply it in their own life. And those are the only people who actually get any result. You know, if you apply this, you're going to get the result. So what kind of person do you want to be? Are you committed to being that third person, the real deal, the superheroes? You know, it's because what we're sharing with you, these meditations and Sunpop and what we're going to share with you in the next couple of audios, this stuff works. We've got countless people telling us exactly how their life has changed. And then there's other people who don't apply it and they say, oh, you know, nothing much has changed. So it's up to you. This stuff absolutely works. It works for us and it's worked for the people who've applied it. Are you going to commit to be that third person? We want you to get the results and we want you to not have to deal with all this crazy suffering and spinning that is going on in the world. So you just have the opportunity now to experience this for yourself. So you got the experience of the juice coming in, you can take your foot off the brake, you can start moving forward. And that's all wonderful. But the next thing we need to talk about in the next audio is this devastating habit of drifting that so many people fall into, where we don't necessarily know where we're going, we don't necessarily know what our mission is, we don't necessarily have a plan. So we're going to help you get clear on your vision, we're going to help you get clear on your plan, and then we're going to help you get action, take serious, massive action in a real way, and be able to take that action, really take it, not just think about it, but really take that action. and also give you all the support you could possibly need so that you make this real and you have the accountability and the love and the blessings and the family and the community to make that happen. So go ahead, enjoy some pop, and make sure you join us for the next session where we're going to get clear on your vision, your plan, and your action. Talk to you soon. Aloha.